I did it. I'm going to finish all of season 3 on the same night. You're going to get all 7 because I did the first episode years ago. You're going to get the rest of the 7 episodes of season 3 in the same goddamn night. Aren't you lucky ducks out there? Man, it's 11:30 at night and I'm finally finishing this up. Hopefully I can post it by midnight just to say I did it all in one day. Let's get to a theme song so I can get the shit over with. Not shit, it's a good show, but the shit meaning my miserable existence. Here we go.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review, episode 3308, Crisis Theory. I'm just going to go through this real quick. I am clearly just trying to go through the motions of this podcast and just get it over with. It is fun to talk about, but we're talking about a show that, when did this episode debut? May 3rd, 2020. It's 2024 right now. February 2nd, 2024. This is almost 4 years ago. What am I doing? Says a guy who's done almost 500 episodes, 457 episodes to be exact, of The Twilight Zone, a 60-something-year-old show. Anyway, some guy that works for Serac finds Dolores dead, missing her brain ball. Maeve is laying there, too. They're both dead. William, meanwhile, shoots Stubbs, and the SFPD shows up. It's Lawrence. Dolores copied Lawrence, too, for some goddamn reason. Put her robot brain ball in him. And then he just says some things and gives Bernard some ideas of where to go and gives him an address. And then he's like, all right, bye. And we never see him again on the series. I love Clifton Collins Jr. He's one of those actors I just love to watch. And I'm so excited when he shows up. And I was like, yeah, here he is. That's it. What a waste of a brain ball for her to do that. So fucking dumb. Anyway, Caleb finds a room with a coffin. He like hacks into the system because he knows what to do because he has in the last episode, he got the master plan, the Nazi final solution from the second brain or second ball sack, the schizophrenic brother. Well, I don't know why you're taking your advice for the future of humanity from a schizophrenic man with a weird disorder who's stuck in a brain ball, floating, or ball sack. I don't know what to call it. It looks like a brain. It looks like a ball sack. I don't know. Whatever. But he gets in this the room, and there's a coffin in there with, like, a robot sex doll, and he recreates Dolores because he puts her robot brain ball inside of it, and then she's sitting there, like, putting on her own skin. Really weird, just because it's cheaper than having a robot body, CG robot body. She mentions the backstory about how Caleb's men were all practicing on robots when they were getting ready to go kill all the outliers. So, and she's like, you were kind then, and you didn't rape us like your men wanted to. They get to that later, but who cares? I'll say it now. William meets a guy covered in blood still wearing his insane asylum outfit. And he's like, hey, sits down next to him in a hotel. Riots outside, and the guy's just sitting there drinking by himself in the middle of a hotel lobby, and he's like, hey, I want my Delos money and my helicopter. And he's like, you're dead. And he's like, yeah, I'm clearly not. Anyway, I want my helicopter. I don't care if I'm worth more when I'm dead and my money's frozen, unthaw it. I want my goddamn helicopter. And that scene's over. We never see that guy again. Serac finds out about Caleb. I don't know how he didn't know about him, but then he sends Maeve after him. Hale shows back up to confront Dolores, but she's doing like a weird in her head thing where she's like, "Hello, you, I'm gonna stop you. You're the best part of me." And she's doing this weird like hologram thing, kind of like Serac does, because Serac spends the entire season in reality floating around in a helicopter above the city, like he's in the Black Widow movie. He's in the red room up in the clouds. The man is a hologram everywhere he goes, except for this episode. But Hale is a hologram at this point. And there's a big shootout. There's a riots happening. Maeve meets up with Dolores in the streets. They start fighting. I was trying to decide if I wanted to call her Terminatrix or Termatrix. Terminator meets Matrix. They're like wearing leather. They're robots. They're fighting. And they have like a robot sword fight in the street. It's dumb as shit. It is dumb, dumb action sequences. But it's kind of, you know, it's fun. But it's dumb. Dolores knocks down Maeve, has the sword at her head, and she's like, you make a decision. Do whatever you want to do. Just don't get in my way. And she walks away, and then Hale shuts her down somehow. And then Maeve walks up behind her and, I guess, kidnaps her because later on. We find out that there's all the protesters that are happening, they're all paid. I don't know if that's like lending credence to a conspiracy theory about paid protesters. But they're clearing the way for Fight Caleb or Caleb Durden Connor, whatever you want to call him. Because he's kind of a mix of all these characters. They're clearing the way for him to get through the crowd. Marshawn Lynch shows up. He gets shot. We don't really see if he dies. We don't see him again for the rest of the series, so he might as well be dead. But this is as Caleb is getting into a helicopter. And the whole reason he went through the crowd was to get on the helicopter. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's a helicopter. It can pick him up goddamn anywhere. Why does he have to go through this big, dangerous crowd of protesters and riots and cops shooting rubber bullets and shit? Pick him up elsewhere. Go down the block. You're in a helicopter. This seems like the worst place to do that. Why here? Anyway, Bernard, there's a sweet scene, a really sweet scene where Bernard goes and visits what turns out to be his elderly wife. Apparently she has like dementia, and the woman that takes care of her is like, she's on a good day, you're in luck. And she kind of walks out. She doesn't really recognize him, but you can tell she kind of does. But he's just like, she's like, you look familiar. And he's like, basically like, he's basically apologizing for the way he was when the kid died, their son. Because even though it wasn't Bernard, it was Arnold's backstory, and this was Arnold's widow. And he just apologized. It's a really sweet scene. It really is. I like it when they do stuff like this, and it's starting to become more rare because it's becoming a very unnecessarily complicated sci-fi show. And the first season definitely is complicated, but it has those human emotions through robots. And we finally get it here in season 3. Like, you get some of it with Caleb and his backstory, but that's all involved with action sequences, and this is just two actors sitting in a room talking, and that's it. No sci-fi bullshit. There's no shootouts. There's no black leather. It's just them talking, and he's just like crying and apologizing, and she's like holding his hand and like comforting him, not quite understanding who he is and why he's saying these words, but she understands the emotions, and that's really all that matters. Is he gets some sort of solace from this fact, and so does she, even though she doesn't quite know what's going on. But it was a really sweet scene. I liked it. Caleb shoots his way into Insight. He's doing this duck and shoot maneuver like he's in a video game. One of the guys falls down. He's like, give me your gun, I won't shoot you. He's like, the fuck you won't. And he's like, I won't. And he gives him the gun and he lets the guy run away. Lets you know Caleb's a good dude because there's a speech coming up here. Maeve ends up capturing him. She takes him into the room in the machine with the other ball sack. And there is... Sirach is in there. Sirach, I'm going to say his name a thousand different ways. I don't care. He says that the machine is revealing that if Caleb uploads the virus, it will end humanity. And I will be honest, and this is a spoiler for season 4, he's exactly right. Everything Sirach says here, the bad guy, everything he says is correct. Everything. He says, please don't do this. Humanity will end. I'm the only thing keeping it going. And he's right, because they defy him, overthrow him, and then do the thing he didn't want him to do, and humanity ends in season 4. That's the end of the show, by the way. I'm sorry to spoil it. I warned you in the first episode back, 302, to catch the series before you listen to this. But it's watching this, I'm just like, oh, they're not going to do that. Like, they're going to figure out a way around. Nope. He's right. He's just right. And they should have listened to him. He's like begging, in a few minutes, he's like begging for his, please, just let me fix this. He's just, and he's right. Man, that is a bummer ending when you think about it in retrospect after you watch the whole series. Anyway, Maeve starts to hear the machine whispering in Sirach's ear because he has a little earpiece, and she realizes he's not talking, but instead the big giant robot Ballsack is and telling him exactly what to say, just so he's like basically an actor in a script that this ball is writing. And she's like, why not just speak for yourself, man? Serac tells his guys to kill Caleb and then erase the rest of Dolores, because he has Dolores hooked up to the brain ball so that he can extract the key from her. But Maeve is like, she doesn't have the key, you dumb asshole. And then it seems like Maeve lets her into her brain. Dolores lets Maeve into the brain, I mean. I was trying to figure out who was going in where, but it seems like Dolores is hooked up. She allows Maeve to enter her mind, because that's what, you know, Maeve's superpower is. Because Dolores is talking to Maeve about fighting. She's like, why Caleb? Like, why him? She's like, it's not just him. It's the beautiful things I've seen humanity do. And you realize Dolores isn't actually the monster you think she was supposed to be. She's just, she doesn't like the scripting and people doing what they're told to do. She's trying to stop that part, not humanity itself. And that's kind of the first time you really hear that, or at least as far as I can recollect. And then she's basically like, save Caleb. He is going to help, you know, fix this. Spoiler, he doesn't do a goddamn thing the rest of the series. Not really. Kind of, for like, small handful, 12 people. But not really. You're supposed to, when you got 12 people left and your daughter is a lesbian, you're not really going to pass on the genetic line, you know what I mean? It's season 4, this shit, but it is bleak to say the least, because it was supposed to have another season, so who knows what happy ending they would have got. Hopefully Amazon picks it up for season 5, but anyway, I'll get to that next season. I'm so sorry for all the spoilers for season 4, but I'm assuming you've seen it all. I wrote down, Caleb now controls Hoboam, which is the red ball sack that's still active, or whatever it's called. And I wrote down, shuts it down and leaves, because he does, after Serac gets shot. And he's like, don't do it, let me fix it. And Maeve's like, no. And Caleb is in control of the ball now. I wrote down, but instead what I wrote down was, shits it down. And that's just what I'm going to save my note as. He shits it down and leaves, which kills, Dolores, obviously. At least the robot body. Her gooey, gooey brain ball is in there. I'm a little alarmed how buttery and easy to break those robot brain balls are. It's a little concerning, because they get shot in the head a goddamn lot. And it seems like a fall off a horse, that thing would just... It turns into, like, ash. Like, the first part's butter, but then there's this ash that comes off of it. And it seems very breakable. I expected at least, like, a ceramic ball. I don't know. I expected metal. Metal with, like, laser engraved coating in it, or some sort of platinum. I don't know, something of substance, but they'll just hold it in their hand, and then when they would kill a robot, they're like, pfft. Like when she killed, when Hale killed Hector earlier, it was just, pfft. She barely even, I know she's a robot, she has super strength, but she's just like, pfft. Barely even tried. There goes Hector, bye. Like an eyeball. It's like it has the substance of like an eyeball. Which is a little alarming. I assume they would put in something hard fucking core. How did they save these things from getting blown apart by all the guests in the park is beyond me. It seems like their brain balls would explode every time. Whatever, they don't get into it. It doesn't matter. Hoboam's dead now. It shut off. There goes humanity. Bernard puts Stubb in the tub because he got shot by William earlier. He mentions that the key is in his head, not Dolores's. And then he puts on a Nintendo 3D helmet, and I guess he's going into Sublime, which is where all the robots went to in that virtual reality heaven in the end of season 2 in the Rift, and they're all falling to their deaths. Apparently that's that place, I think, from my understanding. Let me know if I'm wrong. He puts on the Nintendo 3D helmet thing and goes in there, and then he passes out from it, I guess, or he just kind of shuts off to reality. He sits there, and Stubbs is in the background, is in the tub, like, and I'm like, oh, he's going to die while he's in there. He's shot to shit. There's a piano version of Eclipse while they have the Fight Club ending where Caleb and Maeve walk out and all the buildings blow up and collapse and she's doing her, hey, maybe it's time we do something else. Maybe humanity deserves another. Where is my mind? When it said it's a piano version of Eclipse by Pink Floyd. There's a post-credit sequence, because that was the end of the episode, in Dubai, where William shows up, and he just barges into this room, and he shoots the security guards, and he's looking for robots. He's killing guards left and right, or maybe just one, I don't know. And then he goes down, and he finds Hale in a research lab, because Hale is just goddamn everywhere in this entire series. Especially from here on out, she is everywhere. Everywhere. And she's there. She's like, I got a surprise for you, William. Ha-ha. And then Robot Man in Black shows up. He's got the black suit, black hat. And he's like, oh, let me fight for a second. And then he's like, and slices William's throat. And from here on out, my notes are going to be separated by William, the real person, and Man in Black. M-I-B in my notes. And that's how I'm going to separate them. So he slices his throat, and then they don't show what happens after that. So I was like, okay, he's still alive then. All right, because they didn't show him die. Gotta believe they're going to keep him alive somehow. And then Bernard, they show him waking up. And it's clearly like way later, like years later. We don't know how long, but he's covered in dust in the hotel room. And he wakes up from the Sublime. And he looks so badass. He's just completely covered in dust. And he's like, huh? And then it cuts. And then, you know, that's the end of the season. And that's the end of the episode, and I did it. I finished the entire season 3 in one night. It is 11:38 p.m. on Groundhog Day. I did it. Now I just got season 4, and then Beyond Westworld, and then I'm going to do Future World, followed by the Westworld movie. I'm going to do like a little bookend with those two movies. Because I started off with Westworld and Future World, going to end with Future World and Westworld. Going to do it like that. I want to see how I feel after watching all of the Westworld series, CRI, and see how I feel about the movies going back. Because I watched those movies, not the movies, I didn't watch Future World, but I watched Westworld the movie growing up. Here and there, it was on and I was watching. I liked it. And watching it as an adult, I was like, oh, maybe I don't like it as much as I thought I did. Like one of those kids' movies where you thought it was fun. Because it was the Simpsons episode they did that with the Itchy and Scratchy Land. It was fun. It was like, oh, that's what they're doing. I got it. And then I watched it again way later. And then I was like, oh, it's so cheesy. Okay. And watching this show, it's like, oh, this is what this premise can be. Such an incredible show. And I want to see what happens when I go back to that. But anyway, that's the end of season 3. I give this episode an 8. It has a 7.2 on IMDb. I thought it was the second. I liked it better than the season 2 last episode, where it's, except for the Clementine zombie on the horse, which is fucking hilarious. Other than that, I found the end of season 2 kind of a drag. It just felt long. I was like, well, okay, and they're not, and they just die, and they're like, oh. It just felt like too much of a bummer just for the hell of it. And this one had bummer part, but also I was looking forward to season 2 with the Caleb stuff and the William stuff. Definitely caught my interest. I'm like, what the fuck are they gonna do with this robot William? Okay. And I thought this is the, you know, season 1 obviously had the best ending, but I'm starting to think season 1 should have been it, and then they just shut the show off after that. But I definitely do love a lot of parts of season 2 and 3, and I'm glad they didn't, but I got a feeling my wife, after watching all 4 seasons, I think she would have been done after season 2. Maybe season 3, maybe this one. Season 4 did seem like a bit too much. But I will get to season 4 some other time, not tonight. Maybe tonight, I don't know. I might come back. I'm going to take a little break. Until next time, which is hopefully not in years. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.